Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio land. Welcome to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. I am your primary host, Trixie Walker. Along with my mastermind partners, we have Tasha Gilmore, Belinda Washington, and Alicia Wright. They are in the studio this morning, and we are just energized and full of energy this early Saturday morning. We're happy and excited to be on the air with you all. We're so excited that we're asking you to invite, text, email all your friends and family members. Tell them that we're on the air right now, and they can join us via the Internet by logging in to www.blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. They can also join us by phone at 661-554-9219. And if you want to communicate with us while we're on the phone or while we're online, you can also join us through the chat room. We have Alicia right back there in the chat room, and she's eager and ready to help you along the way. You can also make a comment on our Facebook page. We will be monitoring that page, and we'll be waiting for your questions, and we will post your questions and answer your questions. We're just eager to speak with you, and we're ready to share the message this morning. We'll be monitoring all those things at this time, so please join us right away. Today, we're going to continue the discussion on the bestseller Think and Grow Rich chapter. We are actually on the epilogue chapter, and we're going to piggyback off of the other chapters. So before I get started, let us tell you a little bit about the International Mastermind Association.
The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Well, welcome back. Again, I am your host, Trixie Walker, and you are listening to the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group. We are eager to be here, and I just want to go in alphabetical order with my members. I want you to them to reach out and say good morning and tell you a little bit about ourselves before we dig into the material that we have for you. We will be your host for the month of May. So we're excited that we're on air at 8 a.m. every Saturday in the month of May. We have Tasha Gilmore. Tasha, please say good morning and introduce yourself.
Good morning. I am Tasha Gilmore. I'm a minister, speaker, and purpose coach. My organization is Valley to Victory, and we offer seminars, workshops, and one-on-one coaching to empower women to move beyond their valley experiences, to transform their lives, and to live a life of victory. Our website is livealifeofvictory.com.
Awesome. Thank you, Tasha. How awesome is that? I have been blessed with the women in my group. I have been blessed. I do believe that God brings those into your life for a reason and a purpose, and I appreciate you, Tasha. Now we're going to move over to Belinda Washington.
Good morning. My name is Belinda Adams Washington. I am the Associate Minister of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and it is located in Riviera Beach, Florida, where our senior pastor is Reverend James E. Adams. I am there. I serve as a preacher, teacher, counselor, just encourager, the whole nine yards. I am also a CPA, and I'm currently working as a revenue agent with the Department of Treasury, and I am just looking forward to our time of sharing this morning. Thank you.
Amen. Well, welcome, and I am happy to have you here this morning, Belinda. And now we must introduce our co-host in the back there that's just making things happen this morning, Leisha Wright.
Amen. Good morning. Hi, I'm Leisha Wright. I am a licensed minister of the gospel, currently working as the office manager for Sebastian United Methodist Church. I'm also their treasurer. I am the president of Soothe Ease, Inc., where we hand make microwavable, freezable bags. If you need to distress or you're experiencing some sort of pain, these bags will soothe you while God eases the pain out of you. I am in the process of completing a healing scripture CD and prayer journal, and if you'd like to get in touch with me, I can be reached on Facebook at Soothe Ease, that's SOOTHEEZ, or by email, and that's leishawright08@gmail.com. That's LISHAWRIGHT 08@gmail.com. God bless you all.
Awesome. Well, I am with some dynamite women this morning. I'm excited. They sound excited. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. I don't know where to start because I wear so many hats and juggle so much, but trust me, I love it. And the more we talk today, you'll find out how I can do it all and you can do it all as well. Again, I'm Trixie Walker. Besides being a mother and a wife and all those other great things, I am a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I actually work with Jones Lang LaSalle as assistant general manager, and we manage property in the Palm Beach County area. We also are one of the largest real estate in the nation. And I also am the executive director of a dynamic women's networking group, which is called WOMTEC, Women on a Mission to Earn Commission. We pride ourselves in keeping our priorities in order of faith, family, and finances, in that order without any guilt. We do meet every second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. We meet down in the City Place area in West Palm Beach. Our next meeting is Wednesday, May 8th. We will be celebrating all mothers. So if you are in the area, I do encourage you to come by. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1. And guess what? It's a Lunch and Learn Dynamite event, and it's only $10. So I do invite you to come and find out what these Women on a Mission to Earn Commission is all about. So good morning again, everyone. And I just, again, want to thank you for joining us this morning. We would not be here, and this organization would not be in existence if it wasn't for the founder of International Mastermind Association, Ms. Ann McNeil. And if she's out there listening, we want to say good morning to you. God bless you. And you have started something amazing here. I'm glad to know you personally. Some people don't get that joy or that privilege, so I just want to say that I am blessed, Ann McNeil. I am so glad that I met you and that I started following you, and my life has changed since then. So Ann McNeil and her team or her mastermind group last month, they discussed the sixth ghost of fear. So we're going to pick up, if you have the Think and Grow Rich book by Napoleon Hill, we are actually going to start in the epilogue on page 262. We're going to discuss a little bit about the Devil's Workshop, and then we are going to, today we're going to go into talk about how to protect yourself against negativity. You know, they talked about the going over the six ghosts of fear and giving tips on how you can overcome that. Well, according to Napoleon Hill on page 262 under the Devil's Workshop section, there's a seventh basic evil. In addition to the six basic fears, there's another evil by which people suffer from, and that suffer is negativity. And negativity, you can pick that up from being around others. You can just pick it up in your own mind. That is the devil's workshop when you're constantly thinking negativity. So we want to make sure that we cover these things. And one of the ways to do that, to protect ourselves from the negativity, because this is weakness, and it's all more damaging because most people don't recognize that they are cursed by it, and many who acknowledge it neglect or refuse to correct that evil until it becomes an uncontrollable part of their daily habit. I mean, it's like feeding yourself negative energy, negative food, and you're bringing back out negative responses. So to aid those who wish to see themselves as they really are, we're going to go through a list of questions that Napoleon Hill has challenged us, and he said you want to go through these questions and state your answers out loud so you can hear it in your own voice. So on page 264 is a list of questions. It starts on 264 and it goes through to 268, and there's a total of 60 questions that we're going to cover this morning, or that myself, Trixie Walker, along with the Mastermind partners, we're going to delve into these questions, and we would like for you to chime in if you have a question or you have a comment. We want to make sure we address that as well, because all of us at some point in our lives have gone through some negativity. Whether you hold on to it or whether you release it is another thing. But we all have sometimes gone into those negative moments where we're self-talking or being angry with ourselves and being angry with others for no apparent reason. And it's hard to get back off of that. Don't you agree, ladies? I mean, Tasha, Belinda, Alicia, would you agree with that?
Most certainly. I agree with you, Trixie. When we deal with negativity, it can be overwhelming. And sometimes even when we're with negative people, we just want to get away. I know the first question talks about complaining. Do you complain often or feel bad? And I have to tell you, when you're around someone who is complaining, they're negative, it starts to drain your energy out of you. So it is so important to surround yourself with like-minded people. That's what I about IMA. It's the opportunity to be around people who are positive, who are moving forward, who are excited about their future. And when you put yourself in that kind of environment, it makes all the difference in the world. It helps you to get yourself to that next level as well.
Exactly. Thank you for sharing that, Tasha, and thank you for covering the first question. Now, before we go into the second question, we're going to go ahead and stop briefly for a commercial break, and then we'll pick up on the questions because we have so many questions that we want to cover, and we want to cover all of them through our time together in the month of May. Again, if you can take out a notebook, I love my journal, so write down these questions. You may not answer them today, but write down these questions. And if you need a copy of these questions, I will be more than happy to send them to you. If you would send me an email at Trixie, T-R-I-X-Y, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, @gmail.com. And in the subject line, just put self-test questions. And I will email you a list of those questions. So at this time, we're going to take a short commercial break, and we'll be right with you.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. Or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Well, welcome back again. You are listening to the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group Partners. We are here this morning, and we are sharing, we are going through how to overcome negativity. And the way of doing that, we are reviewing the self-analysis test questions on page 264 of the Think and Grow Rich Napoleon Hill book. The second question, we just talked about the first question, which was, do you complain often of feeling bad, and if so, what is the cause? The second question that we are going to discuss is, do you find fault with other people at the slightest provocation? And I want to say that at a time, I used to blame everybody for everything that went wrong in my life. And, of course, this was when I was a younger person and didn't know any better, and I just blamed everybody. My food wasn't right, if my dress wasn't right, if my hair wasn't right, I found something to be upset and angry with everyone. Now, how would you say that someone could overcome that, just finding fault in the slightest person? How would you say that, Belinda?
Okay. I'm looking at that, and I feel that the first thing that is important for all of us to remember, and we can say it to ourselves, I am in control of my own destiny. Mm-hmm. I am in control of my own destiny. When you realize that you're actually in control, then it really takes the pressure off of other people. You finding fault. You know that you determine your own destiny. So it helps you to see the situation different. And I did want to just briefly say on that first question, do you complain often of feeling bad, that what you think and what you speak determines your action. So if I'm often thinking, oh, I feel so bad, and I'm saying it, oh, I feel so bad, then I am going to feel bad. But when I begin to think, you know, I am fearfully and wonderfully made, you know, I am, you know, a child of God, I'm all that He's created me to be. When I begin to think that and begin to speak that, the power of my own words can change my situation. So I just wanted to add that. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. That reminds me of what we do in our mastermind meetings every Monday night at 7. We start off with the IMA affirmation. And if you once we read that affirmation, we begin to feel that and we begin to live that. And our own affirmations, again, we're repeating positive things and we're repeating what we want to have, what we want to live. And that is a great statement, Belinda, so thank you. Because saying, I'm so tired, or I hear people say, oh, my stomach hurts, or oh, my head hurts, and they repeat it constantly, and it's like, you said it once, you know, it's like, then they're continuing, so it's like all that negativity. So I agree. Switch it around, change it around. If you don't want it to hurt, say that you're feeling awesome, that you're feeling wonderful, and that those type of things do change, which is going to bring us to the next question. Do you frequently make mistakes, and if so, why? This is a question that we ask in our group, because our group, mastermind group, is actually going through these questions now. And we went through this, and each of us stated that, no, we do not feel that way. And again, we're all masterminders, so no, we don't feel that way now, but at some point we did. And it actually says, do you frequently make mistakes in your work, and if so, why? And one of the things we found out is if we're overwhelmed, yes, you're bound to make a mistake. If you're you know, overwhelmed or overworked, or you don't feel fulfilled, you don't feel like you're doing, you're pretty much just being lazy. I mean, do you want to go ahead and elaborate on that, Tasha, for us?
I think it's not unusual to make mistakes, and there's nothing wrong with making mistakes. I think if it's something that is happening, you know, very frequent, you have to look for the root of that. Why are you making so many mistakes at your job? Is it that you just, you're no longer interested in what you're doing? Are you careless? Do you just don't want to be doing that? So you really have to spend some time examining what is causing this action. And once you do that, you have to be willing to make some changes. It may be time for you to move on. It may be time for you to reevaluate. And what I love about being a purpose coach is having those conversations with people and helping them see, you know, where you're at. You're not fulfilled, but now here's the next step. And I think when we're at a job where we're making a lot of mistakes, it's something going on within us. It's not just happening. It's something, you know, behind the scenes in our mind that is causing us to do that. You have to face it, deal with it, and it may require some uncomfortable action. Change can be uncomfortable, but the fruit of it is very sweet.
Amen. That is so true. So now I want to go into the next question. And again, we're going through these questions, and we're just talking, and we're sharing information on our own. But if you are out there and you want to chime in at any time, feel free to do so. Let me just tell you how to do this. If you want to speak with us, we have Leisha in the back monitoring this. So if you want to speak with us, just press 1 on your keypad, and we will see that you have a question, and we'll address that. Maybe it's not a question. Maybe it's a comment, or maybe you want to elaborate on something that you just heard. So feel free to do that. You're out there. You're listening. We want you to participate as well, because this is more of a conversation than it is of just teaching or talking. We want to involve our listeners as much as we can. So if there is anyone out there that has any questions or comments and want to chime in, feel free. Make sure that you post on our Facebook page, use the chat room. Take advantage of those so that your voice can be heard. And maybe you have a burning question, and one of these lovely ministers will be able to shed some light on that. The next question that I have in front of me is, are you sarcastic or offensive in your conversation? Now, this is a powerful question, because some people are sarcastic automatically, and they don't even realize that it's coming across as being negative. Do you have anything to state on that, Belinda?
Looking at that question, one thing that we do want to be aware of is listen to the people close to you and the information that they are feeding to you. Listen, because a lot of times other people can, as Trixie just said, some people are sarcastic and offensive, and they are not even aware of it. So a lot of times other people, if they point things out, just listen. And once that you're aware of it, remember that offenses come from within. So we're all a work in progress, so maybe you need to just take time out, you know, and just say, let me look at myself, because remember, you want to be the best person that you can be. So at that time, maybe a time of meditation. That's something that our group does also daily. We meditate daily, you know, we pray, you know, it's just a self looking at ourselves so that we can be the best, not only for ourselves, but also for others.
Exactly. And that brings me to another one. I mean, understanding yourself and understanding other people. But it all ultimately falls back onto yourself. And these questions are geared to help you find out how well you handle positive or negative emotions. And when we talk about self, we're talking about the self-analysis. And that is defined as the process of studying and examining one's own personality, your own emotions, and your own behavior. And by being a positive person, you're attracting positive people towards you. By being negative, you're like sour apples or sourness. No one wants to be around anyone that's just full of negativity and full of negative energy. So being sarcastic, even if you don't realize it, but if someone says to you, are you being sarcastic? I mean, they literally want to know, are you being sarcastic? So it's very important that you kind of monitor yourself on that level. So that is a great question to ask yourself if you are one of those that are quick to throw out a comment. Yes.
It's Tasha. I just want to say that I have a sarcastic, witty nature. I really do. And it is something that I had to train myself to not say everything that comes to mind so that I will not offend other people or hurt other people. So generally, people who may have a sarcastic, witty nature, they kind of know that about themselves. They're snappy. They always have a comeback. And, you know, this is the time where you have to really, like you're saying, is evaluate yourself. I love what Belinda said when she said listen to other people, because the people closest to you will make comments, and you have to be willing to listen to what they're saying. You may be thinking what you're saying is funny, it's witty, but they may be being hurt or offended by it. And for me, the most important thing was for me to hear what people say or look at their reaction, monitor their reaction, and that is what helped me to start training myself and say, okay, you have to go through your own mental filter here before you say something, because you don't want to hurt someone's feeling. A key is to face that you may have this nature. Face it, be willing to commit to change that about yourself. And it was a process for me, but I was committed to walk in love. We know the Bible commands us to love one another, and that walk may be a process for you, but I guarantee you this, it is worth it, because it will keep your relationships intact, and it will also allow you to walk in obedience to God.
So, Tasha, how did you said you noticed how when you made a smart comment, you saw the expression on their face. So is that what prompts you to change? And then if so, how did you go about making that change?
I absolutely saw. You could say, I would say something, and you could just see the look on someone's face. And this was a long time ago. I have to say that it was a long time ago, and it was just the way I was. And what I did to change that is I grew up. The bottom line is I grew up. I realized this is not the way I want to approach people. This is not a productive way to approach people where I might think I'm being funny. It's not coming across, and you can tell people are offended or hurt or they're taking it to heart. And as I matured in Christ and matured in my walk with God, it was one of those things that I really had to pray about and literally close my mouth. Be willing to listen more than you speak. God gave you two ears for a divine reason. Listen more than you speak and be slow to speak. And that's what it took for me.
Wow, that is something. And not everyone can admit that they do that. And like you say, they know that they're that type of person. They know that. But it just baffles me that they know it and they don't think or to consider how the other person is going to feel. You know, again, they may think it's funny, but you don't know how that other person feels. And if it's somebody that you don't know, I don't know if you've done that with people that you didn't know, or if it was just mostly family and friends, so they probably knew that you were that type of person. But, yeah, that is something that not everyone recognizes or takes ownership of. So I congratulate you. That is awesome. At this time, before we go into the next question, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002. 2002.
Welcome back. Again, you are listening to the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group. You have Trixie Walker, you have Tasha Gilmore, Belinda Washington, and Leisha Wright. We are here this morning, and we are actually going over the self-analysis test question out of the Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. We are going through the questions that on page 264 through 268. There are a total of 60 questions. And our idea is to go through these self-analysis questions, and we're asking you to chime in or have a journal or notepad and write these questions down. Again, I am offering to send out these questions. If you would like to send an email to Trixie, T-R-I-X-Y, Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R, at gmail.com. And in the subject line, you want to put self-test questions. I will be more than happy to send these questions to you. This is a great way for you to evaluate and also how to overcome negativity if you don't realize that you are a little on the negativity side. So we, again, are opening up the phone lines. We're asking if you have any questions or if you want to make a comment. Reiterate on something that we've already said, feel free to press 1 and we will include you into the conversation. Also, I want to remind you that I am monitoring the Facebook page, the International Masterminds Association's Facebook page, so if you would like to chime in there as well, please do so. We want to make sure that we acknowledge you. If you've never been to the Facebook page, you may want to check that out. A lot of the ladies or men, they go on and they post some inspirational there, some teaching, some of the things that they've learned. It is an awesome website, an awesome page if you're on Facebook. So I do encourage you to go there as well. So we will be taking questions from all those angles. And we're going to go ahead and continue on with our questions because I believe we're getting a lot of great information here. We want to share as much as we can. We've been talking about negativity and complaining and, you know, being negative towards others, making mistakes, and being offensive. The next question that we have is, do you deliberately avoid the association of anyone? And if so, why? And I believe when we covered this question in our meeting on Monday night, every one of us said that we avoid negative people. Do you deliberately avoid them? You know that they're tainted, so yes, you do. So I pose this question to the audience right now. Is there anyone that out there that deliberately avoid the association of anyone? And if so, why?
Trixie, I have a hand up.
Awesome. Let's go ahead and hear from that caller right now.
Good morning. This is Ann McNeil, the master builder building stronger and better lives, and I am enjoying the show today. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
Our group, the Palm Beach Life Planners, each week on Monday morning, we take one of these questions and each of us go around and are brutally honest with each other in answering these questions. And at times, you know, when we are not truly honest with ourselves, our sisters are honest with us and helping us to see things in ourselves that oftentimes we may not see. There might be a blind spot, you know, that boat in my eye, but I can see the speckle in somebody else's eye. And so this question that you're asking about avoiding people, we all answered yes. But in addition to avoiding people that are negative, oftentimes we think very little of aligning ourselves more often with people who are positive and attending events that are positive and uplifting and associating with people specifically who are positive. And I say that because I started noticing on Facebook that Facebook automatically sends us people who we should friend or be friends with. And all of a sudden, when I started realizing, I said, well, wait a minute, my desire is to be known in the industry as a professional speaker, but why is it that everybody they send me looks like me, but they're not necessarily of the same mindset? So I just wanted to share that because, you know, thinking about people who we want to avoid, we can turn that around and oftentimes think about people who we really want to associate with that may lift us up like other masterminders. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for chiming in this morning, Ann McNeil. We appreciate that. I'm not sure how this works, but I think if you press 1, that we'll take your hand down, and that way if you have another question, Ann, we'll know at that time. Do we have any other callers out there?
Yes, we do, Trixie. The last 4 digits of the phone number is 1964.
Well, let's go ahead and open up their mic and let them go and speak.
Good morning, Trixie. It's Stephanie Egan. How are you, ladies?
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning. As Anne said, we've been going through these questions in the back of the book on Monday mornings. And that one question, it's a very hard question to answer. Actually, it's a hard question to avoid negative people. In your personal life, it is. But in your work life, sometimes it is so hard to avoid them. So it's not so much about avoiding them, it's how you react to them when you're at work, and you cannot avoid them. In my circumstances, sometimes I'm trapped with them for 14 hours on an airplane, so it's kind of hard to avoid them, but it's the way in which you react to them or deal with them when you cannot avoid them. So in the personal, yes, I do try to avoid it as much as possible. But in the work environment, what is how you deal with them. You know, you can walk away or you can, you know, let's say, you know what, this is not the appropriate time or the place to deal with this issue or if you're being negative about something in the workplace or it's not, I do not want to talk about this. This is not, you know. So in the personal, it is maybe a little bit easier, but in the work it can be a little bit difficult, and especially if you have to work with them on a day-to-day basis or in circumstances where you cannot avoid them, you're stuck with them in 14 hours. So that's just my comment.
Did anybody, well, I'm going to ask my mastermind partners, did they have any suggestions for you or, you know, any types of tips or how she could possibly avoid this person? I mean, I guess it would be kind of tight if you're up in the air.
I think a key is for you to be consistently positive and not feed into their negativity. What I find is when I approach people, just no matter what they're saying, I am consistently positive, that after a while, they are going to no longer want your company. Because birds of a feather flock together. They really want to be around people who are going to feed their negativity. They're looking for someone to chime in with them and agree. And as long as you're saying and you're taking a stand, sometimes it requires taking a stand. I've literally had to say to people, no, I don't agree with that. And they're just so used to people just agreeing with their negativity and going along with it. And I have affirmations. One of the things I have in my ministry, I have Valley to Victory. I have these victory affirmations. And those affirmations really help me to snap back very quickly because I memorize them. So when people are saying something negative like, oh, I don't feel well, oh, you're the healed of the Lord, being able to be, just have those words ready, and it really shocks people, but it shocks them so much that they just perk up and look at you like, oh, okay, you're not going to feed into my negativity. You're not going to go there with me. And once they recognize that, it helps to change them and their approach to you. They start to approach you differently because now they know you're not going to be the person who's going to feed their negativity. They either will not want to be with you or they will find that they are drawn to you because they don't want to be in that negative situation. They really do want to be encouraged and strengthened. So for anyone in that toxic work relationship, and I think we've all been there at some point where it was a toxic coworker or boss or someone and we had to go there every day, I want to encourage you to have affirmations. If you like my affirmations, you can contact me through the website, livealifeofvictory.com. But affirmations help to keep your mindset
positive, affirmed, and uplifted.
Okay, thank you for sharing that information. I hope that Stephanie was able to pick up a little bit off of that. Did we have anyone else that had a comment or a question? And I'm not sure if Stephanie's still on with us. I'm sorry, not on with us, but if she's on the air.
She's not. Do you want me to?
Well, if she has, if Stephanie, if you wanted to chime in or have another question, just let us know by pressing 1, and then we'll go ahead and open up the mic. Otherwise, we'll move on to the next question.
Trixie, okay. This is Belinda, and I had a comment on that question, do you deliberately avoid the association of anyone? And the comment that I wanted to make is pretty much in line with what Ann McNeil was saying. We have to realize that there are people that have been assigned to our lives to even mentor us. And sometimes we may find ourselves avoiding the association of our mentors. Why? Because a mentor will ask you the hard questions. A mentor will say, why are you stuck in the situation that you're in? You're a better person than this. You know, you may need to go back and go back to school educationally. You may need to do better with your finances. You may need to, you know, your character flaws. A mentor is going to be there to point those out and then give you answers or give you direction to assist you to become a better person. So I just want all of us to be aware of that, that when we are deliberately avoiding the association of people, we do need to ask ourselves why. Is it because I want to stay in this state and I don't want to get better? You know, and if that's the question and if that's the answer, then we need to really look at ourselves and say, no, I am going to be better and I am going to align myself with people who have been sent to help me to become all that God has created me to become.
Awesome. Because what you're basically saying, too, is that not everyone that you're avoiding is negative or poisonous.
Exactly.
Thanks for that. So Stephanie, are you still with us?
Yes, hi, ladies. I still am. And I just want to thank you. That is a good response in terms of the affirmation and using that as a way of using positive to deflect negative. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. So we're going to go ahead and mute your mic, and if you have another question, feel free to press 1 so we know you're out there. Did anyone else want to chime in before we actually go into the next question? These are some great questions. I'm gaining a lot of information. The ladies are sharing. This is just awesome. So I appreciate it. I'm glad that Ann McNeil chimed in there this morning. She's always up and eager and moving us forward, so I thank her for that. The next question. Yes.
Yes, it's Tasha. I was just going to say one of the things that happened to me is I did have people in my life that were toxic and unhealthy, and one of the strong stands I had to take was to finally give them the gift of goodbye.
I like that.
It was a gift to me, and it was a gift to them. And sometimes that's hard because these may be people that, you know, you've been friends with for several years, but now you've grown past them. And for sure you're going to see this as you progress in the mastermind. You're going to see that you're starting to grow past your current circle. And there may be time to break some of those relationships that are no longer feeding your destiny. Because if someone is not feeding your destiny, you can love them where they're at, but it doesn't necessarily mean you have to drag them to your future. There are going to be some people you're going to have to simply give them the gift of goodbye. It may be, I'm sorry, this relationship is no longer working, and I feel that I need to end it. And there are times where you may have that conversation. It may be times where you just slowly pull away without having the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But give the gift of goodbye for yourself. It's for your future. It's for your purpose. It's for your calling. It's for where you're going. And if someone is an anchor who's holding you back, it may be time to release the anchor. so you can sail forward.
I love that message. I actually wrote that down, the gift of goodbye. This is so true because as I've grown and as we grow, we do change, and the people that we associate with, we do change. So I totally agree. I mean, I remember belonging to different organizations or different groups, and I felt that they're no longer serving a purpose and that I had to back away. And it was not like I went and said, oh, okay, I can't take this anymore. I don't want to be around you anymore. I actually started withdrawing slowly and to a point that I was just no longer in that company. And I tell you, it felt so much better to have released that. So I thank you for that. Like I said, I love the title of it, The Gift of Goodbye. That is truly a gift to myself and maybe for the others if I'm really holding on to resentment or not wanting to be in that environment. So thanks for that message this morning, Tasha. And before we go into the next question, because I see these conversations are awesome and I want to keep them going, and we're just going to take a quick commercial break, and then we are going to end with a bang because we are approaching the last, you know, time in this hour, and it has been such a powerful hour, and I look forward to dwelling into more questions. So let's take a short commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
Welcome back to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. Again, I am your primary host, Trixie Walker. We have the co-hosts you've been listening to, Tasha Gilmore, Belinda Washington, and Leisha Wright. We are eager and ready to share our knowledge. We're ready to hear your knowledge as well. So we want to thank you again for listening. I wanted to point out, and I know that one of the commercials may have mentioned which Napoleon Hill book that we're reading. I just wanted to repeat that the Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, we're reading the original version that has been restored and revised. And the ISBN number is 1.593300.200.2. Again, we're going through the epilogue on pages 264 through 268. We are covering the self-analysis test questions. I am also proposing that if you want a list of these questions, if you just joined in or missed out on the first questions, I would love to send those to you. If you would send me an email at trixywalker@gmail.com. That's trixywalker@gmail.com. And in the subject line, put self-test questions, and I will email those questions out to you. We have been covering a lot of the negativity, how to overcome the negativity, and one of those ways is to go through some of these test analysis questions and read them out loud, or read them and answer them out loud so that you hear exactly what you're thinking. And so the next question that we're going to address is, do you suffer frequently with indigestion? And if so, what is the cause? When I answered this question, I automatically said, if I was to suffer with it, it's because of stress. And stress is something that is not good for our health in any way. Belinda or Tasha, do you want to elaborate on this?
For me, one of the things I think about it is my ministry focuses on three things: health, financial, and spiritual. So those are the transformation points for us. If someone is suffering from frequent indigestion, they really have to start evaluating what is the cause, because it may be health-related, it may be lifestyle-related, it may be from overeating, poor food choices, other things that they're putting into their body, or it can be anxiety, stress, or an actual medical condition like gastritis, ulcers, or celiac. So it's something that you cannot ignore. I know personally I suffer from acid reflux, and it was something that I tried to ignore until it got to a point where I could no longer ignore it, and I actually went for testing and figured out it was acid reflux and I simply needed medication. But that was a lesson that if your body is communicating something to you, you need to address it immediately. So if it's anxiety and stress, what are your stressors and what can you do to change them? And then take positive, consistent action to make the changes you need to make. And for a lot of people, they don't deal with their health effectively. They don't want to go to the doctor, or they're simply like, I was going through that phase where I'm like, you know, I'm just going to ignore this. This is going to go away. I'll pop a couple of tums. I'll be fine. You have to listen to what your body is saying and be sensitive to that and be willing to get medical assistance if need be. You want to make sure that you do not have a medical problem going on. Address it. And you will find that there are answers out there. You know, if it's just anxiety and stress, what do you need to do to de-stress yourself? Obviously, being in ministry is prayer, is having that time of quiet meditation, but you have to find what it is in your life that you need to institute on a daily basis to deal with your anxiety and stress. And I really love the fact that we have a mastermind group, so if you are having a bad day, you have people that you can be a sounding board to, not just a gripe session, but a sounding board to say, you know, this is just not going right. And you get to hear from your mastermind team how they may deal with that situation and the suggestions that they may provide for you to deal in that situation. So it's a wonderful relationship that has helped, I know, for me in so many areas of my life.
Exactly. And that's a great point, because you don't know, if you're constantly feeling that way, there may just be a medical problem. Did anyone else have any that wanted to chime in or say anything in that regard?
Tasha has spoken very well on that. I did want to just give a personal testimony. I know I was going through certain things. I actually spoke with our masterminder partner and my prayer partner, Alicia Wright. And one of the things that she said to me was, Belinda, you know, listen to your body. Hear the warning signs. And I say the same thing to you, because she shared her personal testimony with me. And when we do not listen and we keep on pushing mute on the signs that our body is giving to us, and we keep going, we find ourselves in a worse physical condition. Some have even found themselves near death because they did not listen to those signs. So just piggybacking on what Tasha's saying and sharing, I know Alicia is operating the back room, so she's not able to comment, but she gave me a lot of good advice concerning that. It was pretty much to listen and make the changes necessary.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Alicia, do we have anyone that has a question or a comment that we can address?
Not at this time, Trixie.
Not at this time. Awesome. Okay. We're going to go ahead and move on to the next question, which is, does life seem futile or the future hopeless to you? And if so, why? Now, this is a question that everyone can ask themselves, but we're not going to dwell on answering this. We're just going to shed some light on this. And I'm going to ask Tasha, again, the question, Tasha, is, does life seem futile or future hopeless to you? And if so, why? I'm not going to ask you to answer that question, but I'm going to ask you to help someone that would say yes, that they are finding themselves in that situation.
I have to say, Trixie, I do a morning prayer call Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. the message I discussed yesterday fits this perfectly. Meaningless, meaningless. A chasing after the wind. Nothing was gained under the sun. And that's exactly how some people feel about their lives. They feel their lives are meaningless. And I think people have to examine why they are feeling this. Personally, I believe that life is full of adventure, but the key to living a fulfilled life is pursuing your purpose, pursuing the thing that you were put here on the earth to do. And when you are out of alignment with your purpose, this is where you start to feel futile and the future is hopeless. So you must spend that time. I love being a purpose coach because I get to talk to people, but everyone has to spend that time. If you don't want to do coaching, spend the time inwardly to examine what is going on in your life, what is causing you to feel this way, and what changes do you need to make. And you have to have the resolve that you are not going to accept where you are, that your present is not your future, that there's a future ahead of you that is greater than where you are. And you truly having a relationship with God helps that, because the Word of God feeds us and it tells us, like I love what Belinda said earlier, I'm perfect and wonderfully made. When you know who you are in Christ, you don't have to look at the future as futile and hopeless, because you have a hope that you can be sure of. Now, maybe you're not a believer today, and that's okay. Maybe you don't believe in God, you don't believe, that's fine. But there is no reason why you have to have the heart and mindset that your future is hopeless. You chart your future. You determine your future. It's a series of decisions combined with action leads to the result. If you want your future to be different than hopeless and futile, create it. Go after it. Go after it like you never have before. And if you can't do it on your own, get help. Get a coach, get a mentor, get people in your life who will help you break free of where you are today.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And Belinda, did you have anything to add to that? I mean, that was powerful.
That was powerful. You are the architect of your own life. You have free will. You have choices that you can make that will determine your future. God bless you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, ladies, for sharing that information. I do hope that we have shared enough information with you today so that you could go and change the way that you've been thinking. It's a powerful thing to believe in God and have God on your side. I mean, things just change and open up in wonderful ways. So that was a great way to end our call. Well, we will be back on next Saturday and all of the Saturdays in May at 8 a.m. So please feel free to join us again, share this information. You've been listening to the International Masterminders Association Weekly Saturday Blog Talk Radio Show. We've been discussing on the best-selling book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. We ask you to join us next week as we continue our discussion and our questions on pages 264 through 268. My name is Trixie Walker. We are the Masters of the Mind Mastermind Group. We are signing off. This is not goodbye, but this is see you later, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a great day, everyone.